Okay.
Call the police committee meeting to order. We have a discussion on the possible replacement for squads. You got some figures here. I'm not sure where this top one's from, but I hand wrote some stuff on there because he gave me a figure. Thomas Dodge has one V8. They don't have any of the V6s. They got one V8 for 41.8. And then on down, there's a Galena Chrysler. They have the V6s, and they're about $500. They're $500 less than the, told me $500 less than the V8 out of Thomas Dodge. Probably your resale value is probably better with the V8, probably, just because of that motor. I do know that Public Works would like to, if we go through with the purchase, they would like to have our current Durango. He runs to Peoria, or he runs to have chemical testing done. They went somewhere where they had a group of them and they couldn't all pile in one vehicle.
Who's this?
The Public Works.
Okay.
Evan.
Okay.
I asked him the other day and he said he was thinking about it.
So they kind of, it sounds like that, at least right now, they kind of like to keep that if, or transfer it over to them.
We want people to use in the.
The upfitting for the vehicle, we had Ray O'Haron send us some quotes on all the specs, and that was done by one of the guys at the sheriff's office that does all of the fleet stuff. And he was showing about total with labor. Labor's $3,750 and $7,900 for all the parts and lights. And
what about the radios?
The radios were just transferred over. They're new. Newer. They're all Starcom. So there won't be a cost of that. Yeah, you're looking at $50,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're looking at right around $50,000.
Yeah. But,
yeah.
You're looking at that.
No. A little bit more, maybe.
I was just getting the dumb casting and done it the
other day, and
it was
65. Hey, Chris, I have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
You gave me a figure of 41.8 out of Highland. Yep. Is this the Highlands? Whose was this?
This one. I think that one.
Hang on a second.
Okay. I can hold it for you.
Yeah, so I don't have to wear my glasses either.
He's got it.
Yeah, this one's Highland.
Okay, so it's not 41.8 or because it's 43 is what they have.
Yeah, it's. I think that's after tax and everything.
Okay, so we'll have to pay that. So.
Yeah, so. At least that's what the manager shot me. So I think that's Highlands.
The other one from Galena was,
yeah,
like their V6 Durango was like $400 or $500 cheaper than the one from Highland. Which, I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure that's Highland. Let me check my email a little bit.
I thought it probably was, but then I was like, he said 41.8. I just don't know where that 43 was.
With the V8.
The resale value is $2,000 higher on the V8 than the V6.
Morrow Brothers didn't get back to him.
Refused to answer my phone calls.
Morrow Brothers down on the V8. They do that, but most of their vehicles are, the county's paid 51 for theirs.
Yeah,
so.
This is for the one that he has on hand. That's the number that he gave me. That's from Nick Bash, that's for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 41.827. That's the one that they got. So
that's the V6.
No.
V8.
Oh, V8.
Yeah. So he's got one on hand.
Do you think we need a V8 or a V6?
For the price difference and the resale value of the V8, I would go with the V8.
Resale value means nothing at the city of Lewiston.
I know that, but
they're all shit by the time we get ready to.
Well, and I'm going to try to prevent that from happening.
Oh, it's impossible, I think. I'm sorry, but.
Yeah, the Hemi motor has pretty much been bulletproof in all of our squad cars at the sheriff's office. It's never the motors that are a problem.
So just looking at the problems that we've had with the V6 vehicles and everything, you guys have put a motor in that V6 Durango already once. I have never seen a Hemi V8 in any of our police vehicles need to be replaced with the sheriff's office. Get the trucks or the chargers before we stop getting the V8 chargers, so.
Difference in prices.
It's, in my opinion, it's negligible, really. I don't like the difference in price, so. But I'll leave that up to you guys.
Does the state of Missouri still sell used cars?
Even their used cars now are, I think they were selling used chargers for $28,000 or $29,000. So they're not really saving any money.
Right, just has just under 50,000. I think they take them off the road for 50.
You know, on age of motors in Chicago, they deal in a lot of ex-police and government stuff.
Yeah, that's where we usually sell our stuff. I've seen some of the stuff we used to sell them.
That's all that needs to be said.
Take pretty pictures.
Yeah, they do.
I did look and see about Expeditions, which they're so far out of price. Expedition right now is, even for a police vehicle, is almost $70,000. So options are really kind of limited. And Mara Brothers, even if they would have got back to me, their Explorer was $51,000, $52,000 for an Explorer. So I may be able to save a couple thousand dollars by going to Highland. And I'm saving a little bit more money because I can take a lot of the equipment out of that Durango and put it in another Durango. That's kind of what I was thinking. I will have to get a new console because the console in the old Durango was so old that the shifter is in the console. And now they're column shift cars, so it'll be a new console with some other miscellaneous equipment and stuff. But
so where are these prices from?
The top one there that's got Gus handwritten, Thomas, that's Thomas Dodge out of Highland.
Yeah.
And they've quoted the price, even though it says 43 here, they quoted the price of $41,827. So it comes out $1,500, $2,000 a little cheaper than the price they have listed. They only have that one in stock.
They only have one in stock.
They didn't have V6s or possible.
They only have V8. And Galena Motors, Galena Dodge was the other place. There's some sheets in there. They had Rams. He said he had about a half dozen Chargers, but the price on them is no different than the Durango. We're going to have to buy all new equipment to do that.
So in this one page here of Karen or something.
That's the parts.
Those are the parts. That's for the upfitting.
That's what I thought.
Questions or anything for Chris?
Well, Chris, what do you want?
I want whatever will work for the city, honestly. I mean, like I said, I'm trying to save some money on this. Right now, the city has money in the budget from the salaries because we're way under budget for the salaries. We do have, I think when I was talking, I think it was Becky or Becky, I was talking to her, we have $55,000 in the police fund and the DUI fund, which my opinion, you don't use that for this car. You save that for when the truck needs to be replaced here down the road a little ways. So that's my suggestion. As far as this car goes, I understand the difference in the V8 and V6, and like I said, the price difference I think is negligible. The resale value is going to be higher on the V8 once we do decide to get rid of it. Even though it's a squad car, we can still sell it for more with the V8 in it. There is usually less maintenance issues with the V8, with the Hemi Dodge, with the Hemi motors. The V6s, as we've all experienced, as you guys have already experienced, you know, it's a V6, it is what it is.
So we are down to one car?
Right now we are, yeah. Okay. The Durango that's up at Hostler's is waiting on a back order part for a valve body. And they have no estimated time to repair it at this point. So
the other thing, Kendall, I know he wasn't in here, but it said the Public Works, when we get this other Durango back, and if we replace the vehicle, they want the Durango to replace, or so he can drive back and forth. One, he takes the water testing the Peoria.
Okay.
They went to a class the other day, they couldn't take all of them in one vehicle.
Yeah, yeah.
So, hey, no more than you're gonna get out of the resale.
Yeah, no, you're not gonna get anything out of it.
And we've got, we know what the motor's new, and now the valve body, we do the transmission.
Transmission should work fine now.
It should, we should be good for a while on it, for them to use it, probably get the better out of it, them using it.
But all the badging would be off of it?
Yeah, we take.
For that?
Yeah, we take the police off of it.
Yeah. That makes.
Or we take it off.
Makes them a target, so.
Yeah.
We'll put street and water.
Or just leave a plane, take it off.
Yeah, just leave a plane.
Yeah, put municipal plates on, leave it all plain, that's.
Maybe we could put that new emblem on that you can't read. Right?
Stealth.
Ghost emblem?
Yeah, that's what it is.
On the reflective night.
I'd sell you a good Crown Vic.
Hey, if you guys are wondering about the badging and the markings on the car, I wanted basically just to be the same as what it is now. I want those cars standing out, I want people to see them. So I think that's important for people to see those cars moving around.
Yeah.
So.
Is there badging already included in this price, or?
They go to a third party to do that. So the guy up at Farmington is the one that does the sheriff's office cars. I think it's maybe around $1,000 to do all the striping on a car.
I didn't see it in his price list, but he wasn't looking at that part of it, he was just looking at the.
Equipment.
Yeah.
Right, and I just.
I didn't know, well, maybe sometimes they come with police on the side or something, I didn't know.
I can cut that striping down to whatever you guys want, I can just put black letters on the side and say police, that's fine, it doesn't matter to me. I just think they need to know that's a cop car, and they, when people see it, it's out moving around.
Well, we definitely need one. We got one vehicle.
Much of what you.
I think Jimmy did go to ride, that's around 30 degrees below zero.
Yeah, now that.
I'm old, I should fall, I'm not.
Tell him to do it, you'll fall.
Shy, but shy.
Yeah, I'm good.
Talk, anything further for the police committee? Make a recommendation, Jimmy, for the. It's just you, John's not here.
Yeah, it's just you and Brian, we're just spectators.
I mean, the V8, I would stay away from the V6, and just go with the more reliable motor, and throw the cheaper price, that's Thomas, I guess.
Yeah, it's 41,827.
And if you've only got one.
Remember, you guys give me a go ahead, I'll call them the next day, or I'll shoot them an email.
We'll have to do it at the full meeting, but.
Yeah, we had to vote on it.
Yeah, right, I understand that, yeah, but as soon as you guys give me the okay, I'll shoot them an email, be like, hey, I want that.
You're just waiting, are you?
Yeah.
That's what everybody wants, that's what everybody'll get.
Well, I think that's a good idea.
All right, we'll adjourn the police committee meeting.
That means you're gonna have.
Not close.
Adjourn 3 hours.
Right, we call this meeting to order. Everyone stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, if you remain standing, Pastor Paul Wamsley, say the invocation.
Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight that you establish all earthly governments, and that all governments will ultimately answer to you. And Father, we just ask tonight that you would give us wisdom and justice in dealing with every matter that comes up. We ask in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right, you all be seated. Thank everybody for coming. Clerk, if you'd call the roll, please.
Hold person Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
John Spotlow is absent. Mayor Lee Ferry.
Here. All right, having a quorum, if everyone had a chance to look at the minutes of the January 23rd meeting, have any additions, corrections, or questions on those minutes?
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, if we have none, if you have a motion to approve these things.
I make a motion to approve.
We have a motion and a second to approve the minutes, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Minutes are approved. Moving on to the clerk's report.
I don't have anything tonight.
Thank you very much. Treasurer's report, treasurer is ill this evening, she's absent. Attorney's report, Mr. Collins.
I just wanted to bring up one thing. That is in our zoning code, specifically under C1, which is, comprises the majority of the area along Main Street here. It was pointed out to me that we don't have any permitted uses that include gas stations or refueling stations within that, even though there's three of them in the C1 zoning district right now. So the Casey's project that's going up here at the intersection kind of threw up a red flag. Hey, we don't know if we need to get this approved or what, because it doesn't say that. So anyway, I reviewed that. I spoke with the mayor briefly about it. I advised both the mayor and the folks at Casey's that I was going to bring that up. Obviously, it's up to you guys if you want to change that. I think it's probably a good idea since we have three of them in there already and no specific, I guess, permitted use, but that's up to you. That's all I wanted to bring up.
What does that entail? What's that actually for?
Well, there's a list of permitted uses within the C1 district, which is commercial. And like I said, refueling station just isn't on that. There's all kinds of stuff on there, and it includes the prior zoner, the lower zoning districts, the B1, B2, and the residential, but it doesn't have fuel station anywhere.
So it's just a matter of basically updating our ordinance
just
to say
clarify,
refueling
yeah.
stations are
just
included
adding
in,
another
this,
line.
In these districts.
Yep, and if you guys want to take a look at the thing and add more to it, that's fine too. I haven't really taken an inventory of what businesses are up down the roadway there, but you know, there's a lot that.
So what do we got to do? Put it on the agenda to vote to change it?
Or I could, if you guys are feeling this idea, I guess, for lack of a better phrase, then I can draft up an ordinance and you guys can look at it, and then you can put it on the agenda to pass it if you want to. It doesn't matter to me.
Sounds like a good idea.
I recommend that way.
Yes.
In black and white. But it makes everybody more comfortable.
Yeah.
Let's put it on the agenda to look and approve.
Okay, very good.
That's usually what the agendas always say.
Yeah.
Is discuss and approve.
I just wanted to be sure.
The approve is always optional.
Yeah, we can drag this out.
Just so we don't have to put approve or deny.
So, put it on the next agenda.
I'll get that done in advance of that meeting so Levi can get it out to you guys.
Sounds good.
All right, thank you, Nathan.
Since we're on him, because I don't know, I'm just curious. We went up here on Main Street and cleaned up that where Henderson's was, and we needed to, and it looks good. What happens now?
Within 180 days of that activity, we need to get an invoice, which I haven't gotten yet, for the labor and the costs, the dumpsters, what have you. And then I'll place a lien on that property for the city. So if it ever gets sold, we'll have that little bit of money, whatever it sells for, coming to us.
Okay.
I don't know that we want to foreclose on it, but if we do, we can at that point. But we can't do anything without the lien. We only have 6 months to put the lien on, so.
Evan, did you get that? We're going to have to figure out what the cost was up there.
Yeah, he should have the dumpster stuff, and then on the new excavator, it has a, we set up a job for us, so we got all the IRS.
Okay, thank you.
We know something. All right, moving on. Engineer's report. We don't have an engineer this evening. Public comments and petitions. Anyone from the public wish to speak? See the gentleman from Casey's. Would you like to speak, sir?
Well, thank you. My name is Richard McMahon. I'm from Casey's. I drove down from Rockford, but I didn't intend to speak tonight. I just wanted to observe the community that has welcomed us to add an increased investment in your community, and just to get a feel for it. I've enjoyed meeting a couple times with staff in the community. We look forward to investing in Lewistown, and I've enjoyed getting to know the community. I want to thank you very much on behalf of Casey's.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you
for investing.
Yes, thank you.
All right, moving on. Committee and citizens reports, finance, insurance, and zoning. Ms. Sally Clark.
Well, we had a meeting this week, and well, yesterday, as a matter of fact, on our financing and our budget, and she's going to draft it up and present it to us, and it doesn't look too bad.
All right, thank you very much. Moving on. Sewer, Mr. Spotlow's absence. Streets and alleys, David Livingston.
Nothing, thank you.
Thank you, sir. Police and ESDA, Mr. Ward.
Just a new business or unfinished business down below.
All right, thank you, sir. Water, Mr. Miller?
I don't have anything.
Thank you, sir. Utilities, publications, public buildings and grounds, Mr. Long?
Nothing.
Thank you, sir. Tourism, Kendall?
On tourism, I'm going to, Havana has a development director down there, and I'm gonna contact her and some other groups in Havana, people in Havana, and invite them over. And I'll try and give everybody enough time, but invite them over, maybe get visitor center, and we get all the business people here that we can get, and let's sit down and talk and see what they did and if they could help us and give us some advice, and I think it's time. I mean, we just lost another building, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And I know we're gaining some, but seems like we gain one and lose one.
Seems like it.
But I think it's time to start working on turning around, so I figured that'd be the best way to do it is, and, you know, sit down and people talk about it at least, so.
Sounds like a good idea, Kendall. Thank you.
We also have our fish fry Friday night at VFW, the American Legion does. And they're donating half of their proceeds to the family, help with medical expenses, and the ladies auxiliary is going to donate all of their proceeds to help too with our pies. So if you can come down and support the family, it'd be great.
I'll be there.
All right. Moving on, TIF, Spotler was absent. Citizens Committee, Amanda, did Amanda leave any word with anyone? No? All right. What's next? Oh, Christmas Committee, Mr. Hickey.
The only thing I have is we're going to have a spaghetti dinner. We have to have on that. Same as they have the last few years. It'll be March 23rd from 5 to 7. We'll also have a silent auction delivery. It's going to be $7 for adults, $5 for the children. Delivery is going to be available from 5 to 6. And when I say there'll be a silent auction, but anyway, we'll bring it up again before the 23rd. Anyway, that's about all I got to say.
All right. And then we're going to talk about your Christmas parade here in a little bit, it looks like.
Cool.
So. All right, thank you, Kenny. All right, moving on, Public Works Report. Evan Palmer.
Oh, we're still working on that lead line inventory, identifying those. We're getting close to sending that back out to get the rest dug up so we can get everything submitted with the grant money we had received. Meanwhile, as Sally talked, we're working on budget stuff, so I mentioned a few lining projects and then the ground storage, you know, that's underway still. We're waiting for some final pricing and placement, and I got some people to talk to on that. But ultimately, just getting any projects, hopefully for next year, but for the future of what needs done, and prioritizing and see if we can get that stuff taken care of as budget goes on.
All right. Thanks, Evan. Anybody have any questions for Evan? All right. We're going to move on to unfinished business. Talk about the police vehicle last meeting. We'll talk about it again. Brad?
Yeah, we had a police committee meeting and went over some prices. Conclusion we come up with, we'd like to purchase a 2024 Dodge Durango from Thomas and Dodge. For $41,827, and there will also be obviously upfitting, and I just to round it off, up to $8,000. It's like $79,32, up to $8,000 in upfitting charge. That includes labor. So I'd make that motion to purchase that and the quote there for the parts and.
The motion was for a purchase of what and the amount?
The Dodge Durango from Thomas Dodge for $41,827. And then the upfitting labor and parts for $8,000, up to $8,000.
Okay, did you get that?
Jimmy made the motion?
No.
You did. And then Sally second, okay.
All right, we have a motion and a second to purchase a new police vehicle. We have a roll call vote, please.
Alder Person Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
All right, motion carries. No other business, Brad, we'll move on.
That's all I have.
All right, looks like Mr. Mike Osborne's here to speak about managing our public website and providing a stronger online presence. Mr. Osborne?
Hey, everybody.
Hi.
We have a info packet here. Memorize everything at once.
Thank you.
I'm here on behalf of my local marketing company, Bald Man Marketing. Right here in town, I am a member of the Chamber of Commerce and aim to be a very active member of the Chamber of Commerce. But really, I'm here today to talk about the current state of Lewistown's website and a plan on how we can bring that a little bit more current. Lewistown's website, in its current state, was launched 10 years ago. Amanda Woodruff, no longer Woodruff, of course, over in Canton, I've spoken with her, and she looked at me, yep, I built that one. And that was, she would have been the managed services, but that was 4 series ago. I've spoken with Cindy quite a bit, too, about how it's updated, who does the updating, and really what the gist I got out of it was a few of us do this, a few of us do that, but it's a back burner issue. And when it comes to a website, we're all familiar with the internet, it's 2024. We know our town, we love our town, we know what it has to offer, we know, you know, where we can improve, but to an outsider, someone not in our town, that is our first impression. And when they go to a website that is outdated and clunky and uninformative, it kind of paints a different picture of what we really want to portray as our town. A little anecdote, when I was talking to Amanda about Canton's website, Canton recently revamped their entire website. They went through Central States Marketing, as has Havana, as has Farmington. And so all three of those are being controlled is not the right word, built and maintained by the same Peoria company. And I'm coming to you guys as someone that drove 2 minutes to get here. And so, you know, we may question, you know, well, what do I know about websites? Spent 16 years in the school district here and just left in December. For the past, well, actually, the February pre-COVID, I've been running Lewistown's, you know, all their social media and all of their web presence for the district. I have revamped and rebuilt the Fulton County Farm Bureau's website that will be launching probably in a week. Jason Herrick at Merritt Construction has hired me. I've done his website. Still waiting to get information from them to update said site, but its core is there. I'm working with Big Horse Vineyards. They've hired me to revamp some work for them, as well as Aaron Ahart over at Sycamore Acres. And so, on top of building my own site. And so, you know, I feel that having the support of someone in town, someone that knows the town, that is accessible, not having to send someone from Peoria all the time with updates, having somebody right here in town to build and maintain with the heart of what we possess as a town, you know, as well as taking that back burner off of the plate of a Levi and previously Cindy of, I don't have time, I'll make the updates when I can, but there's a lot of stuff that needs updated. You know, little things I noticed just at a glance is, you know, there's no city logo on the site. There's no home button to return back to the home page from anywhere on the site. The Chamber of Commerce information still has Dave Vaca as the vice president, and you know, Primrose on the Square is no longer even open. I'm a chamber member and my business isn't even on the chamber website. You know, so there's all kinds of things that, you know, I put in there. There's, I think, a monthly report page with nothing on it, an annual report page that hasn't been updated in over a year. The event calendar on the main page has had three additions in the past 2 years. And really, there, I put some other charts and graphs on here, but the statistics are, in its current shape, it's not being utilized. You know, our website is not being visited. If you look on, I didn't number the pages, but I think it's on the back of the second flap here. Lewistown is averaging about 295 visits a month. The website is averaging 295 visits a month. And when you compare, Farmington should be on that list. I put the wrong image on there. But Havana, who recently updated their site, I mean, they're getting 672 visits a month. It's a core of what their community utilizes to get info about what's going on in town. Of course, Canton's not a proper, you know, comparison, but, you know, they're being the size that they are. But, I mean, again, they've revamped theirs recently, and they're getting 9,000 a month. Back to that anecdote, when I was talking to Amanda, she said that somewhat recently there was a, they've had a new pastor come into a church, and the wife of the pastor had told her when they were talking about Canton that the thing that sold them to come to choose Canton over a couple other options they had was the condition of their website. Because they were, I think she said they were coming from Nebraska, to where making the trip to see the town wasn't viable. They hit the website and were sold that this is a community that invests in their stuff. And so that's really all I wanted to come to you guys about today was the website could definitely need an overhaul, and we've got someone local and myself that is able and willing to do so at a pretty steep discount compared to what Central States Marketing has charged Canton. And I don't know Havana and Farmington's numbers, but I'm sure that they're ballpark-ish. I did a Google search. I know Canton's website currently has over 900 pages to their webpage. Havana has over 1,300 on theirs. And so all of those, you know, would have to be carried over and rebuilt and remodeled. But it's kind of listening to, you know, to Kendall talk about for the tourism of meeting with Havana, what have you guys done? How did you revitalize what you guys have going? And I think a digital presence would be a major piece of it. It's not mobile friendly. And of course, in cell phone age, you know, I put a statistic in here that 55% of internet users are searching on a phone. And our website, in its current state, is just not able to keep up.
That's currently the way everybody travels, no matter if you're going to Peoria or Pekin or whatever. The first thing you do is pick up your phone or go on the internet and search the place that you're going to. And I know, just like Havana, I have talked to a few of them down there and that, but that's one thing they did was make a presence on online. And
oh, I know with our historical society, John Moreland, him and Beckett tried to get in, or, you know,
right.
I helped
you were telling
the website for us so we could update our stuff with the historical society for the museum and the blacksmith shop, and we never figured it out.
Right.
So,
and so this.
So how do we, I mean, like, if you redid that, do we contact you?
Well,
and
that's
help
something,
us?
Yeah, and that was something I put in there and towards the back of, if we move forward, we'll think hypothetically here. If we move forward on a rebuild, there would be some ongoing maintenance plan options. Again, like I said, Canton paid $23,000 for theirs and over $1,100 a month for that company to maintain it. You know, my ongoing maintenance plan would be much cheaper. I don't have a building. You know, I don't have the overhead, and I'm not biting off more than I can chew. You know, their organization is constantly, you know, that's why they're hitting all the communities and as many as they can, because they're business. I am as well. You know, but this is, you know, I'm not looking to expand, I'm not looking to grow and move, I'm looking to really invest where we're at. But yeah, the services would be, like on package one of the maintenance plan, would be pretty basic. It would be a lot of the behind the scenes, making sure security checks are there, software updates, making sure the website stays secure, as well as regular backups, and a disaster recovery plan, just things that are obviously very important. The last thing I would want to do, hypothetically, if we do a rebuild, is hand it completely off, and then it turn into what it is now. You know, of 10 years of, I don't really know what I'm doing, but I can do enough, and then, you know, we just kind of lose ground again, or, you know, something goes down. Because 10 years ago, websites are getting hacked and, you know, maintained a lot more frequently than they are then, and having the right security measures in place are important. But that would also, with that low base, that base plan would also include content updates, new content creation, and that content review cycle, which would be, Cindy, what you're asking of, we need new information on the website, it comes to me, I get it on the site. You know, to where it would be a piece of, like say Levi put stuff together, okay, we've got these events coming up, you just shoot me an email, I get that posted on the website, on the event calendar, all the places it needs to go.
Yes, I tried to get on there to post activities and I didn't know how to do it.
Right.
I was in there.
Right. So that would be part of that baseline maintenance plan. Moving up to the phase two would include the red pieces where a little bit more behind the scenes stuff, really hitting mobile optimization hard and mobile response checks, you know, providing analytics and monthly reports on how many visitors we had last month compared to this month, and, you know, where we're targeting certain keywords and things of that nature. And then the last piece, if we wanted to move forward, would include training. It would include everything in the beginning package, as well as I dedicate X amount of hours a month and train Levi and whoever else for an eventual handoff, if that's what we wanted to do. You know, and that, of course, that would include a lot of time and a lot of education, but I can teach. I'm not working. I've done that for 20-some years. A little bit, yeah. And so, it's something like Kendall, you echoed. It's an integral piece of a representation of a community, of anything. And I would, you know, I've always been one to offer up more than expected. And so when it comes to, if we don't have a current, like, you know, Lewistown emblem logo, you know, forward facing up, that's something that would just be included. Making the site accessible for special needs, which is something that has changed in current, in the last couple of years, is the, you know, ADA compliance is no longer just for physical spaces. It's also for online spaces. And there are a lot of fly-by-night companies that are suing organizations and businesses because they don't have accessibility features on their website. Target, you know, the department store, they got hit a little over a year ago. I read in a report that they just, you couldn't, if someone with vision that was visually impaired, they wouldn't be able to maneuver their site. And somebody came after them with a lawsuit, and they paid through the nose for it. And so that would be something I would obviously make sure the website is up to par and all that. Being a member of the chamber as well, I know that something that we're all thirsty for is really revitalizing what Lewistown has to offer. We've got a lot of great things in town, a lot of businesses that are just kind of siloed off because, you know, we're needing the growth. So we've got a lot of businesses that I'm going to join the membership committee there, trying to get a lot of businesses back into the chamber to actually build it back up, and all those things would then also flow into the website. And so I could talk about it all night, but boring and technical. But
no, that's very interesting.
But I'm open to any questions you guys have. You know, I am a member of, like I said, the Lewistown Chamber, as well as Havana and Canton's Chambers. And so it's just, I'm really, I left education at the end of the year to really focus on the marketing piece. And so I'm really doing what I can to revitalize not only Lewistown, but the, you know, the areas around us as well.
And the old website you're talking about, is that the Lewistown?
LewistownIllinois.org.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
LewistownIllinois.org.
What would this revamp cost?
I've got it there on the back page.
I saw the price.
Yeah, our website is currently about 255 pages. What I charge for a rebuild is generally $350 for the homepage, and then $175 for each additional page. Obviously, at 255 pages that need redone, that price would be astronomical. And so as we have there, as a budget, I brought it to $14,750 to completely rebuild the website from the ground up. And then after that work is complete, whatever hypothetically we decide as an ongoing maintenance plan, everything in the meantime would be included in that cost. I'm looking at a project timeline of 8 to 9 months. It took, I mean, Canton's took, I was talking to Amanda, 7 to 8 is what she said. They said it would be around 6 to 8 months. She said it came in somewhere between the 7th and 8th month. But again, that was 900 plus pages and an outside entity doing so. You know, with fewer pages and the community to, you know, evolve around, you know, I do have a background in photography as well. I was a photographer here in town for a little over a decade, to where going out and getting current photos, you know, that are really showing off the beauty of our town would also, all of that stuff kind of rolls in. It's not just for the technical part. I mean, it's the passion project of bringing Lewistown back to life.
Good.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Osborne.
Yep, thank you, guys.
Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you very much.
Everyone will look over your material, and we'll get back with you.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Moving on. Looks like the Christmas parade wants to. They want to have that on December 7th. We need to do a resolution to close some streets. Is that correct, Levi?
Yes, sir.
Do we have the resolution, everyone?
Yes.
So.
Should be the very last page.
There it is. All right. Everyone have a chance to look at this resolution. It's close Main Street from Avenue C to Milton Avenue from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. on.
December 7th,
but I don't see it anywhere on the resolution.
Is it here?
Oh, okay, yeah, there it is. Okay, yeah. All right, on December 7th, 2024. All right, we have no questions. Nobody has any issues with this. We have a motion to approve this resolution.
I move to approve the resolution 2024-01.
Second.
All right, we have a motion by Kendall, a second by Sally. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. Christmas parade will be Pearl Harbor Day, December 7th, 2 p.m. Kenny Hickey will be there directing. All right, we have no other business on the agenda. We had a chance to look at the bills. Any questions, comments, concerns on the bills? If none, if we can have a motion to pay the properly endorsed bills, please.
Motion to approve the current bill.
I'll second.
Motion by Jim, second by Sally. Roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
All right, bills are paid, motion carries. We do not need a closed session. No closed session. If you have nothing else, we have a motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
I'll second that.
Meeting adjourned. I'd like to thank everybody coming. May God bless you all.